This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, I always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal for the fact that there is a lot of interest, especially among the younger generation, among the youth in Islam. And that is something which I hugely appreciate and I thank Allah for. There was a time when this was not the case, and alhamdulillah, we seem to have broken that. So lots of discussions and questions and halakas and, you know, people teaching and learning. That's the upside. The downside of this is that in this eagerness to learn and eagerness to be doing something, very often the people involved, they lose track of the methodology of learning. They lose track of their actual goals of learning. And as a result, they fall into the trap of shaitan. And these discussions and halakhas and so on end up with people getting irritated with each other and fighting each other and so on. And the chief reason for that is because there is this quite understandable, but there is this fascination for fiqh, for, you know, different masail of fiqh. So now this is a terrible thing because it's something that fiqh is it's something that is dangerous because fiqh is a speciality, and it is a speciality that even to get there, you have to have a whole lot of other things that you should know before you approach fiqh. And then you have to study the usul and the rules of fiqh. And only then can you get into understanding fiqh. So fiqh is not something that you just pick up a book and you know, leaf through it and you find one hadith and you say, well, this is what the ruling is. This is what happens, unfortunately. And that's why I want to talk about that. So many times, you know, people will write to me, send messages or call, and they will say, I was discussing this matter, and what is the ruling on it, you know, which is halal or haram. And many times, or almost all the time, the matters that they are talking about are what we call in the istilah of the sharia, the language of the law, furu'i masail, which is tertiary. Things which are, I won't say unimportant, because, I mean, you know, they are important, but they are like secondary importance, tertiary importance. They are not things that will send you to Jahannam or Jannah. Thanks to the internet, may Allah have mercy on us and on the internet. The fact of making things easy also opens the door for falling into problems, because things become so easy that you lose the waqar of that thing. You lose the greatness of the thing. You lose the respect for the thing. On a side note, that's why Rasulullah said, don't make Umrah again and again and again. Let the magnificence and the nobility, the holiness of the experience, enjoy that and let that be with you. Don't make it into a routine thing that, okay, you know, and I normally pray Asr in Masjid al-Haram, so I go there, I make Umrah, I just pray Masjid in Asr. Please go and pray Asr every day, no problem. But don't make Umrah every day, don't make Umrah again and again and again, because it can take away the awe of the experience, which is such a beautiful thing. To come back to my subject here, So when people get into this issue of just referring, you know, from here and there and the internet and whatnot, they get a lot of material, no doubt about that. But most people who are not trained in the Islamic Sharia, in the Islamic methodology of teaching and learning, do not know what to do with the material that they see. So when they see something, they say, well, okay, this is what should be done. And many of them get very rigid about it. And they say, no, this has to be done. This is something which is, you know, compulsory, or they get into that kind of a sort of mental framework with that. Whereas it might not be. It might be something in which there is a lot of flexibility. Yes, there is a ruling, but it's not necessarily something which is so strong. Or vice versa, it may seem to be something which is not so serious, but it might be very serious. Now, if you understand the methodology of fiqh, then you will not be won't be deceived, you will not be confused. But if you don't know that, then there is a chance. So what I tell people is be clear about your goals of learning and have benchmarks for them. So the first thing is learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first and foremost thing, that because our religion is based on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and therefore you cannot worship somebody you don't know. So learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Memorize Quran. Ask yourself, how much Quran do I know? How many surahs? Then benchmark yourself and say, how much did I know same date last year? Is there a difference between how much I knew same date last year and how much I know today? Now, if there is no difference, then there is a problem. So, say, how can I increase my knowledge of memorization, knowledge of the Quran? I'm talking about just memorization, first of all. So, memorize. Now, once you have, you're doing that, and there is some progress, even if it is, you know, even if you are memorizing a little bit every year or every month, that's good enough, alhamdulillah. But try to ensure that you continue on that journey of memorization. Make the niyyah and say, Allah, I want to become a hafiz of the Quran. I want to memorize the entire Quran. And start and make sure you are learning something, no matter how little it is, even if it is one ayah. But make sure you're doing that, because the beauty of that is that if in that journey you die, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will resurrect you and me, or if I make the same niyyah, with the hufas, with the people who actually memorized the entire Quran. So this is the barakah of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even though I did not reach my goal of memorizing the entire Quran, because I had that niyyah, I had that intention, and I made the effort, even though my effort was not completed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me, inshallah, the reward of having made the effort, as if I succeeded in my goal. So that is very important. Memorize the Quran and say, how much do I know now? Start from there. How much do I know now? And then say, how much did I know last year? Is there a difference? If there is no difference, then start memorizing and increasing that every year. How much more this year? Right? Number one. Number two is, then you say, understanding the Quran. So it's not only a question of memorizing. You say, am I reading the meaning of the Quran? First of all, start just with reading the meaning, the translation of the Quran. Just if you don't know Arabic. And even though even people don't know Arabic, the Quranic Arabic is not easy. Quranic Arabic is classic. It's classical Arabic. It has very beautiful nuances and so on in it. It's not so simple to understand. So read the meaning of what you are memorizing. Right? So do that. There again, spend some time in that and say, how much more do I'm reading the translation, how well do I understand that? Then try and read the tafsir of it and the exegesis of it. So that's elaborating on the translation and say, well, in this tafsir, how much more do I know now? So for example, you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most beneficent, most merciful, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise and all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabbul Alameen, the creator, the sustainer, the protector, the maintainer of the entire universe. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he is the most merciful, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Malik Yawmiddin, right? He's the owner of the Day of Judgment. He is the king of the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the day when we will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, oh Allah, I worship only you, we worship only you, and we worship and we ask help only from you. Right? And then, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, oh Allah, guide us to the path of those, path of steadfastness, path of righteousness, to the straight path. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, that path of those who you blessed, who received your ni'mah, your blessings, your gifts. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِّينَ, not the path of those who incurred your wrath because of their actions, and who were also not the path of those who went astray. Maybe they had a good intention, but they did wrong things and they went astray. So now you memorize Surah Al-Fatiha. And after memorizing Surah Al-Fatiha, you have now read the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Now go into the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha and say, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what is the kaifiyat on me? What is my heart saying? Or how does it feel to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory and majesty? And when I say that, you know, how do I feel and what not? I mean, this is the thing. The thing is, to spend time with the kalam of Allah, to spend time with the Quran, to spend time with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do that. To make sure that you are doing that, the tarjuma and the tafsir. Now, once you do that, then you, to whatever you memorize, to do that, memorize it. And once you have done that, then you go to the next stage of whatever you are memorizing. Right? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to be focused correctly and to and to do what pleases Him, and not and to stay far away from what does not please Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us and for us, and to enable us to live a life where it is a means of khair and barakah for us in this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.